The Spurious Sabbath, a False Signpost, May 11. Speak also to the children of Israel, saying, Surely my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. NKJV. The Lord has clearly defined the road to the city of God, but the great apostate has changed the signpost, setting up a false one, a spurious Sabbath. He says, I will work at cross purposes with God. I will empower my delegate, the man of sin, to take down God's memorial, the seventh-day Sabbath. Thus will I show the world that the day sanctified and blessed by God has been changed. That day shall not live in the minds of the people. I will obliterate the memory of it. I will place in its stead a day bearing not the credentials of heaven, a day that cannot be a sign between God and his people. I will lead the people who accept this day to place upon it the sanctity that God placed upon the seventh day. Through my vicegerent I will exalt myself. The first day shall be extolled, and the Protestant world shall receive this spurious Sabbath as genuine. Through the non-observance of the Sabbath God instituted, I will bring his law into contempt. The words a sign between me and you throughout your generations I will make to serve on the side of my Sabbath. Thus the world will become mine. I will be ruler of the earth, prince of the world. I will so control the minds under my power that God's Sabbath shall be an object of contempt. The man of sin has instituted a false Sabbath, and the professed Christian world has adopted this child of the papacy, refusing to obey God. Thus Satan leads men and women in a direction opposite to the city of refuge, and by the multitudes who follow him, it is demonstrated that Adam and Eve are not the only ones who have accepted the words of the wily foe. The enemy of all good has turned the signpost round, so that it points to the path of disobedience as the path of happiness.